recovery from addiction is not just merely stopping drugs. We know that. It's, you know, a healing of the whole person. So we're interested in things, you know, like physical exercise. We're interested in good nutrition and that sort of thing. And, you know, our default for physical exercise would be, you know, we're going to be going out, hiking around and doing things like that that will, you know, really, really help in the recovery process.
Harvest House Atlantic is a faith-based organization, and McCready insists that all denominations are welcome to the program. The house is open to all peoples, including queer and trans people. With the pandemic and co-current overdose crisis, harm reduction services of all kinds are crucial to keeping substance users alive and well.
You know, we know that addiction is something that probably affects most every family. Unfortunately, you know, there's someone in our family or a close circle of friends that's been affected by addiction. So, and, you know, there's been a lot for men, not so much for women. And so it's a real need. And I will say that we're really interested in an end result, too, of family reunification. So many women, you know, that have been separated from their children because of addiction. And we just want to see women healthy and well and, you know, have the family back to wholeness.
McCready says the Women's Recovery House is open to all people in the area, including Sackville, and it should be ready in a matter of weeks. The house has the capacity of housing 8 people, and the program runs for a total of 9 months. If you or someone you know could benefit from the program, you are welcome to call Harvest House Atlantic at 506-855-0626 for more information. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.